Hello and welcome to Undead Times, hosted and recorded by KFAI. My name is Lydia Stark, joined by
Matt McGee
and Elena Revivo.
And our theme today is classic metal. But first, let's get into some news.
Have to start this news update with the great news from across the pond. Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden was made an honorary citizen of Sarajevo during the city's celebration of liberation from Nazi occupation back in 1945. As it happens in 1994, as it is well known actually, Dickinson and his supporting band Skunkworks played the Sarajevo concert in the middle of the battle for control of the city. The siege of Sarajevo have lasted for 3.5 years and claimed more than 13,000 people dead. However, as the mayor noted during the celebration today, that concert was a moment when people realized that life indeed goes on and indeed they can survive and persevere. Meanwhile, Slayer is suing an Icelandic festival, Secret Solstice, that took place in June of 2018. Band claims that the festival organizers failed to pay them $133,000 in wages. But before you think that Slayer is just being a bit greedy or simply unpaid and grumpy, the story goes much deeper. Apparently, the organizers of the festival withheld Slayer's and other bands' payments in order to cover their taxes, but neither the bands nor the tax office of Iceland have seen the payments so far. Slayer's claim has only helped to bring this to light. Slash of Guns N' Roses said that the band will be embarking on a small tour in October of this year with a classic lineup. Flash God Apocalypse have released a new lyrics video for their song Carnivorous Slam. That and Sugar, a previously released vid, are both tracks for the upcoming album Veleno. And talking of music, whole bunch of iconic albums have been released on this date. Gamma Ray have released Skeletons and Majesties back in 2011. Judas Priest have released Sin After Sin back in 1977. Can't believe it was that long. Ash Brina, our own, of course, have released Vacant back in 2015. And The Crown, Crowned in Sarah, back in 2002. From that album is gonna be our iconic track of the day. I'm kind of happy about that one because it's almost a cover, but it's almost not. It's a rework of course, Knight Rider. And this is The Crown, Speed of Darkness, of Crowned in Sarah.
Thousand love!
I would like to go into the fact that classic metal means different things to different folks. But I do think that the next album, next track, next band is without any reproach and without a doubt. Of course, this is Megadeth.
Yes, of course, Megadeth with Peace Sells. I have a little bit of a story about this song. So the Rock Band games were coming out when I was in like elementary school, and my dad and my sisters played those games all the time. And we had the system where we would take turns choosing songs to play, and I was always put on the microphone because my hands were too small to use the guitars. So whenever it was my turn to choose a song, I always ended up choosing like the Megadeth song or the Testament song or the Motorhead song. And my sisters and my dad would like laugh at me and think it was funny that, oh, little 7-year-old girl is listening to metal. Ha ha, it's just a phase. Well, turns out it wasn't, and here I am today. But I very, very vividly remember singing Peace Sells as like a 7 or 8-year-old. It was really fun.
I wish we had a video recording, but we have to settle for Megadeth themselves. Let's go into it.
I can't get to work on Okay, guys, this was, of course, Motorhead, bass through guitars, recognizable tone. Who wrote that song?
That was me. That was Iron Fist off the album Iron Fist. It isn't, like, I could have picked the obvious choice of Ace of Spades, but no one wants to hear that song again and again.
I think Iron Fist is definitely underplayed, but just as good.
Oh, in my opinion, totally. And I just love how that song's laid out. And so this metal supergroup, Metal Allegiance, they released this covers EP, and it was like David Bowie, Motorhead, I forget who the other person is off the top of my head that they covered. But so it's essentially just a very modern recording of Iron Fist. They had, I think it was Troy Sanders from Mastodon do the vocals, and he did such a good job, and had Alex Skolnick like redo like some of the solos a little bit. It's just the perfect mix of speed metal and classic metal that it'll get you going regardless.
Prior to that, we had Gamma Ray off their very, very, very first, back in 1990, Heading for Tomorrow. The track is Lust for Life. I like it because, it may sound weird, I love speed metal, but I also love Kai Hansen's those falsetto vocals. I think he's been clocked, like they have measured what's the highest note he can reach, and it's something like D6 or D9. That's pretty insane. That's actually getting into somebody stepped on a kitten territory, as I would like to say. But while he's singing falsetto, it's not all entirely in the head. It actually comes some from his chest. So it has the dynamic range of a high tenor. As a vocalist geek, that's something I like.
So when we were talking in between those songs, I finally came up with my own little personal definition of classic metal. And while it has nothing to do with the tonalities or the type of songs, it's more so like at those bigger metal shows when they play music in between the sets. I've just noticed that all these songs or bands on today's list, more often than not, a majority of the crowd will know those songs and they will be singing at the top of their lungs in between the sets, even though there is no physical band playing. So like when I saw Slayer, they would play like Iron Maiden in between the sets, and you know, this giant packed room of greasy metalheads all were just singing along at the top of their lungs. Very off-key at points, but it was beautiful nonetheless.
Not everybody is Bruce Dickinson, you know?
Yep, speaking of which, our next song comes from Iron Maiden. This is their song Flash of the Blade off their album Power Slave.
so that was Flash of the Blade, Iron Maiden, of course, of the Power Slave. Not my personal top album. I like Seventh Son of the Seventh Son much more. But, however, I do have a question. Who have dragged Thrash into this set? What is it? I see Anthrax next.
It was collected between me and Lydia, I'd say. I mean, I think you were the one that put Megadeth in.
I know you guys like that, but, like, what makes it classic?
Well, I mean, especially the song that we picked, Antisocial, I just know that that was one of those songs that was able to infiltrate, like, main top radio stations. And that one, even before I was a metalhead, I recognized that when I finally heard it, because I'm like, I knew this. And I just had, like, a sudden realization, I'm like, oh boy, this was meant to be. I found the song again.
I feel safe saying Anthrax is classic metal, because when I saw them at the Skyway Theater a year or two ago, half of the crowd was middle-aged people, 40-year-old dudes, dads. My favorite was this guy front row. He had his screensaver I saw on his phone was like his wife and kids, and he was singing along to all the music. Obviously, he just like came to this concert from, I'm guessing, one of his favorite bands from high school or something, because he was just singing along, and it was...
You know, it's really cool. I remember throwing a heavy metal benefit for one of the members of the metal community here at Twin Cities, and he have invited his family, obviously, to help out, but also his high school, and at the time he was in high school, his high school teachers showed up, but they showed up dressed as metalheads. Like, they dressed in Harley Davidson gear and in battle jackets and, like, styled their hair in the mohawks. It was so sweet. So I like how that classic vibe just unites people. Let's go straight into Anthrax. Here is Antisocial. And yes, guys, you've been listening to Undead Times, produced and recorded at KFAI.